Morning!
Morning!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal. Hey, Vanti, welcome back. I hope you're enjoying, this nice bonfire day holiday. I went to see a concert by Morrissey, who used to be in the Smiths yesterday. And one of the things I greatly enjoyed was his sort of whimsical, absurd sense of humor. And right. I find that that's a very British trait. He's Irish. His family, has lived, I think, in maybe Yorkshire or Lancashire. I don't know. But generally, British trait. And there's just a sense in which I think they are able to, British culture is able to engage in and produce the whimsy or the whimsical in a way that Americans aren't quite. I'm stereotyping here, but American humor tends to be kind of slapstick. So right. I think this, even this holiday of Bonfire Day kind of is a, tongue-in-cheek celebration of a sort of violent moment in political history. But speaking of absurd and whimsical, I think we Indians have a certain kind of monopoly on complete nonsensical absurdity.
Right.
And I want to just mention this story that there's a dude in, where is this guy? Mahesh Paliwal, Thane.
Right.
So Thane. Right. He wanted, and this is a story in NDTV's section called Offbeat. He wanted to buy an iPhone X. He rode a horse, took a band along. So there's a photo of him, wearing Douglas, chasma. There's horse has Bharat vibe to it, multicolored chamkas. And he's wearing a poster called I Love iPhone X. And it's purchased from, I don't know where it was purchased from. So he, surrounded by dholwalas, Mahesh Paliwal was seen galloping through Thane roads on a horseback. Well, first of all, this is low English. What does it mean galloping on a horseback? On Thursday, it was not his wedding. And a nice one, it is not his wedding. He was on his way to collect his pre-ordered iPhone. He proudly held a placard that said, I love iPhone X, a phone he had yet to lay his hands on. Paliwal even received his new Apple iPhone X while sitting atop the horse. Fortunately for him, the store owner seemed happy to do so. And there's a iTube video. So anyway, the phone starts at 84,000 in its 64 GB version and 1,02,000 for 256 GB. So I don't know what to make of this, but
see, it's a unique one, because this iPhone craze is not, it just simply refuses to go away. Because in the UK the other day, there was a newspaper article saying that people had lined up outside a building for 18 to 25 hours to be the first people to get this iPhone. So the fact that, so this guy's in Thane, right? In Maharashtra, right? So the fact that, I think I'm going to try and draw, so obviously there's this absurd and comical aspect to it, but if you start looking at how standardized we are getting as a world, so I think, kudos to this guy to get on top of a horse and go to this iPhone shop and say that, this 84,000 or 1 lakh, whatever thousand phone is a celebration of all things consumerism or consumerist, and I'm going to kind of wallow in it. I'm going to big it up, bring, because in the scheme of things, it's like buying a little, it's buying a car or buying, definitely it's not a laughable amount of money. And that's one of the things that's been announced in the slipstream of this iPhone launch, that for the amount that it costs to get this phone, you can effectively have a basic entry level car, like some of the Ford cars. So this guy,
a good used car,
so what this guy is doing is saying that, look, the outlay is not for a phone, the outlay is for some serious white good. And I think this segues for me into how our, our, in India, consumerism, we are relatively new to consumerism, and consumerism comes with quite a healthy ladling of, religious and puja bazi. So, when people buy refrigerators, cars, etc., there's still a tradition in different parts of India.
Nariyal phol and all,
So worship the object and ask the God's blessings so that the thing... So, where I'm curious is this guy gets stays on the horse, were there any gods involved in all of this? Because because if it was simply a transaction, then I'm feeling slightly let down and disappointed. But obviously if there were gods involved and some kind of prayers happened, then obviously it would make it more interesting. I just think hats off to this guy for, you know, doing what he did as dramatically as he did it. Do you think this guy is an iPhone ad? Is this an iPhone ad in the waiting? Is this something that...
I don't, I mean, it would be. I'm sure that they're delighted, because the thing about the iPhone is it's a good product. I'm a kind of Apple fan, and, you know, we are a Apple household. But I also completely understand that, you know, a significant portion of, like, Apple's value is basically the way, you know, a function of sort of advertising and brand premium. And there is a kind of complicated political economy to the products. So the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, in some ways, maybe, you know, people like me are not very different from Mahesh Paliwal, right? We are all part of this same ambit.
We're all Mahesh.
Mahesh. And then all of us, so this is it, right? This is the point, that every consumer for Apple, when you're paying this kind of dollar and you've bought into the kind of Apple mindset, every person who kind of buys it is also advertising for Apple, right? You become a kind of Apple evangelist. The very fact that you're willing to pay this insane premium means that you are a kind of de facto advertising. Now, was there something, you know, some kind of arrangement between this guy and, you know, the guy he bought it from? I don't want to say anything that, you know, might get us or me or both of us accused of slander or libel. You never know. In India, like, these deals are like dime a dozen, right? You know, if there's a setting that boss mein tere ko phone free dega or I'll give you 50% off.
Yeah.
And, you know, tu ghode pe aa.
Thoda tamasha. Bring some tamasha. Thoda tamasha. No, this kind of tamasha, but I think... you know, they call it, like, you know, real life marketing, or you know, getting people to advocate. In the middle, there was this trend of flash dance. I don't know whether the right term is flash dance. Basically, people spontaneously start dancing in public.
Flash mobs.
Flash dance is a movie or something. Uh-huh. So flash mobs start, and in every part of the world. So India comes to it late, and what happens is, initially, when India does flash mobs, it's in the middle of Victoria Terminus or Chhatra Station. It's very decent. It's done with, like, lots of practice, etc. But for some reason, the spontaneity is missing, right? If you look at the YouTube clips, you look for YouTube clips for Indian flash mobs, and flash mobs in other parts of the world. What started as something spontaneous lost its kind of spontaneity because kind of marketing took over. So what I'm hoping is horse riding iPhone X doesn't get aped in China with, you know, I don't know, whatever they want to ride, or, you know, in the Gulf where, you know, camels, or I don't know, local animal riding to claim the phone. Because then the fun goes, you know. Mahesh has done a fantastic thing. Yeah, because now what happens is, if other people get wind that, you know, isko 50% off mil gaya ghore pe baith ke, तो मैं क्या करूं, मैं भैंस पे बैठ जाऊं या साइकिल लेकर,
यू नो, इफ यू विल ऑन एलिफेंट इट विल 75, टाइगर यू विल गेट 2.
करेक्ट. तो मैं शेर लेके जाऊंगा तो क्या हो जाएगा. यू नो, आई एम श्योर देयर इज समबडी इन रशिया हु इज प्लानिंग टू डू समथिंग लाइक दैट. द अदर डे आई पिक्ड अप समथिंग दैट, यू नो, रशियंस कीप पेट टाइगर्स, इट्स अ बीबीसी डॉक्यूमेंट्री. But anyway, we digress. But, you know, this is a joyous thing. This guy is rocked up to in front of a store and bought iPhone. Now, question back to you. Will you think of investing money in iPhone X?
You know, not immediately. Because the thing is, I had an iPhone. I've had iPhones, maybe now I'm on my third iPhone over the years. Technically the fourth piece, but the third sort of in terms of, you know, number or iteration. And I was running well with my last iPhone, which I think was an iPhone 6. But what happened is that I just have so many videos and screenshots and photos, and it's a working instrument for me now. I mean, I do a lot of my writing on it. Just, you know, using Gmail on any app is a kind of good strategy because it automatically saves drafts. So I kind of ran out of space, and then I wanted the iPhone, you know, 7 Plus or 7S, 7 Plus, which is the one we have, and I waited for it, and the only one available was 256. I thought I could do with the 128. I mean, long story short, I took the 256, large investment. I also damaged my iPhone. It was under warranty, so I got a second piece with paying some amount. The point I'm basically making is that all of this cumulatively adds up to a good bit of money. And someone pointed out something to me which is very accurate, which is that they said it's absurd. You're buying a phone worth $600. That's what the running was when you know, this piece was written. I think it was an article. And they said it's too, you're basically after 2 years, the phone is perfectly fine. You turn it in and you buy another phone for 600 has now become 800, or in the case of iPhone X, it's 1,000. So you have this illusion of owning it, but what you're actually doing is you're renting a phone for six, and you're paid $600 for 2 years. And you know, you've turned in a phone that's perfectly fine that could have given you years and years more of value simply because you want the latest one. And you know, you actually just realize that it's basically de facto, it amounts to a very, very expensive rental for a piece of technology, you know, simply because you want more. So if, yeah, you run out of space, you do. And then, of course, there's always the question of built-in obsolescence, right? Which is that they push you to move towards the next product. But for me, hopefully the 7S should, or 7 Plus should last for another 3, 4 years. So I'm not going to get swayed by the X.
I think you've made a very interesting point. In fact, I'm very close to be tempted and suggest that we should do a special on Apple products and the
Sure.
mythology of Apple and how
And how they, how these brands, sorry to interrupt, but these brands, which are in any case, you know, they have very powerful brand messages, in an India which is so full of aspiration and so unequal, they are actually more expensive. Like a luxury car is twice as expensive in India. The BMW that you would pay, let's say, 30 lakhs for here, or 15 or 18 lakhs for, you're going to pay 35 lakhs for it in India. So the iPhone is a, it's a doubly fetishized object in a place like India.
Well, look, let's leave it for another time. We've spoken long and hard about iPhone, but you know, the shout out goes out
Mahesh.
to this guy, Mahesh. Well done, my friend. You have shown people the future of how to go about buying iPhones
Yeah.
with or without discount. Well, look, Rohit, take it easy. Have a great week, and we'll catch up again next week.
All right, man. Take care. Have fun.
Take care.
Bye.
Chalo. Bye bye. Bye.